Welcome to the No Bullshit Watchmaking Show. Today we're going to be covering some questions. As of late, I've been receiving a good amount of questions from you guys, so I feel like I think the next couple episodes will actually be some Q&A. So one common question recurring theme amongst watchmaking students is that when they leave school, will their service centers or whatever they work for have all the equipment they need? The recurring theme is, will they have the lathe that I need? Will they have the tools that I need, etc., etc.? The long gist of it is that it's a hit or miss. It's a hit or miss. So with having said that, let's get on with the show. Alright, so let's get right into it. So one of the major things is that when you're in school, you usually have a lot of the tools all at your disposal. So you have a lot of these fancy lathes, these fancy CNCing machines, these fancy tools. You have everything you need to do to get the job done. When you come out of school, on the other hand, you will be very, very hard pressed to find a independent service facility that has everything that you need. I have yet to see an independent service center have everything that I've ever needed to work on a watch, or especially when you come out of school for an independent service center to have everything that you've used to begin with is very, very difficult. Believe it or not, a lot of these independent service centers will want to save money. Of course, they don't know the exact value or the exact return on investment that some of these tools you're using in school will have. Some of these independent service centers will not have these tools. It's hit or miss. Sometimes these places will have one set of tool that you'll need and not the other. Sometimes they'll have one set of machines that you need and not the other. So you're gonna realize that when you come out of school, that a lot of these facilities or service centers or whatnot that you go to will not have everything. And that's almost something that they don't tell you in school. They don't tell you that sometimes when you're out on the field, you're not gonna have all the tools or equipment at your disposal like you did in school. So when you're in school, most of the time when they ask you to create a part, create a stem, create a wheel, create a bushing, etc., they'll give you everything you need to do to get the job done. They'll give you sometimes they'll have you draw your own algorithm, to have you draw your own sketchings and your own architecture, etc. But the thing is that when you're out in the field, you're not gonna have everything at your disposal to use, and you're almost gonna have to MacGyver it. Believe it or not, that's one of the differences between traditional schooling and apprenticeships. Most of the time in apprenticeships, you learn the art of MacGyvering shit. You know, you'll figure out how to make things work in your favor, even though it's not really supposed to work. Now, do not get me wrong, it's always good to have the right tools. You will need the right tools. It's good to go and invest in the correct and proper amount of tools. Now, on the other hand, when you're working for another person, when you're working at an independent service center, it is probably not your decision to make to order these, you know, fancy machines, etc. So you will have to either convey your point, or you'll have to talk to the manager, you have to talk to someone that has the issuing authority to do that. But to answer your question, I've yet to see a service center, independent service center, have everything that a traditional school has. Now, if you're working for a brand, on the other hand, that might be a little bit different. Brands, on the other hand, are going to be a little bit more condensed in what they have at the shop. If you're working for, let's say, Omega, Breitling, Rolex, you're almost guaranteed most of the time to have everything you need. Now, if you are working at the manufacturer level, if you're working at the service facility, then you'll probably have what you need. Most of the time, though, believe it or not, when you work for these brands, you will not need to be using the lathe. You will not need to be using CNC machines, because most of the time you are servicing watches only. You're only servicing watches at these facilities. So believe it or not, whenever you need a part, whenever you need anything, you are almost, it's almost guaranteed that there's going to be a part for you to use. So you can either exchange the part or you can replace the part or whatnot, but I can guarantee you you will be using those machines less and less in the service side of working for brands. Now it's completely different than working when you're working as an independent, because when you work as an independent, sometimes you're not able to access these parts. But when you're working for brands, the brands will make sure and ensure that you, as their brand watchmaker, will have all the tools and equipment necessary to get the job done. And that may be having all the parts that you need, that may be having all the bridges that you need, all the external parts. So you will very seldom be modifying anything. You will seldom have to create anything, because the research and development of these brands will have already created all these parts for you as a service, as a watchmaker doing the services for them. So believe it or not, at brands, it's used very seldom. Now, when you're talking about independent service centers and you're talking about independent watchmakers or these local family jewelers who do not have access to these parts as much or are limited to certain parts, that's when sometimes you need to modify, create, or adjust. One of the major fundamentals is that if you can always replace the part, if you can always get the original part, get the original part. Do not modify it. No matter what you think you're doing, modifying it sometimes is probably not the best idea. If you can get the original part, get the original part. Do not modify or use a different spring or use this and use so and so because you feel like that's better. Trust me, it's most likely not better. So back to the topic, if you're working at a brand, if you're a watchmaker for the brand, you will very seldom need to do any sort of lathe work or modifying in these machines. You will have all the equipment that you need to get your job done, whatever your job is. Some of these watchmakers at these brands are sequential workers. So think of it like an assembly line, where one person takes apart the watch, another person takes apart the dial, another person takes apart the wheels and puts it into a cleaner, another person reassembles it, another person oils everything, etc., etc. Henry Ford actually got this idea from watchmaking. Believe it or not, Henry Ford was a watchmaker. Just a fun fact. So having said that, when you're working for brands, that's a completely different story. So you seldom have to worry about anything like that. When you're working for brands, you almost have all the tools that you need to get your job done. And if you don't, there's usually a shop supervisor or there's usually a shop manager you'd be talking to who will get the job done. And most of the time they'll alleviate you of your issues and have you working on other stuff to be more productive. So that's working for the brands. And that concludes today's quick Q&A, fellas and gents and ladies and gals. So if you liked what you heard and you liked what you listened to, please take a look at the book 100 Plus No BS Watch Tips for Watch Enthusiasts and Salespeople. I think you'll definitely like that book if you like what you listen to. If you need to check out more information about me, it'll be nobswatchmaker.com. And again, guys, have a great day. If you guys haven't yet, please rate and subscribe. It could be 1-star, 5-star, whatever you feel like you need to get the job done. It just helps with the rating. Have a great day, guys. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.